Anti-government protests in Iran that began last Thursday have claimed more than 20 lives. And as we've been hearing, they began in part because of rising prices on basic goods, alleged corruption, inequity. Iran has experienced some economic gains since the nuclear deal it signed with the U.S. and other world powers in 2015, which eased sanctions on the country and unfroze assets. But that's not trickling down. We want to go a little deeper now with Robin Farzad, who's host of Full Disclosure on NPR One. Hi, Robin.
Robin, how are you?
Okay, we could do that all day. I call each other Robin, but we go on. Borzu Dargahi was on the other day, and he told us that Tehranians are pouring into Turkey, where he is, with money to spend, that there is economic growth in Iran. Inflation has been falling. So go a little deeper. Why is the economy one of the reasons for these protests?
You know, I like to joke if I showed up in Tehran with a box full of unlocked iPhone 10s, I'd make out like a bandit. I mean, or open the first Chipotle in Tehran. And that kind of speaks to all the high expectations that were baked into that sanctions relief under Obama and Secretary Kerry. Mom and pop Iranians, they were expecting a windfall, job opportunities, and a trickle down of government revenue. And that's largely not played out. And on top of that, you have high prices, still stubbornly high prices, and joblessness at about 25% for those who are 30 and under. So something has to give.
Right. And we're reading oil production up above the pre-sanction levels now. Oil, an important factor in Iran's economy. But is it part of the same idea that it's, you know, there's a group making money maybe from oil production, but it's not trickling down?
That is a big problem. This economy is still overwhelmingly and disproportionately dependent on oil revenue. There was hope that the Rouhani presidency would do a better job parlaying that into a more diversified economy. But at the same time, the price of oil has tanked over the past 4 years. It's still up a little bit. But it's been, for the government, about trying to do less with less. And people are unhappy. And you're seeing a race to cut subsidies and people pushing back.
Yeah. Well, and that's in some ways what we're describing is not unlike what happened in the United States. We have a huge inequity, you know, a difference in wages, for instance, here in this country. And that was said to propel voters to the polls for President Trump. But what's the sense of what happens in Iran?
You know, the government's scrambling to try to balance its books, and that's, you know, separate all of that from the political and ideological realm. But that includes a proposal to slash subsidies on basic goods. You're talking food, services for the poor. People in Iran feel entitled to cheap gasoline, but some are seeing prices up by about 50%. And so Iranians, even supporters of the revolutionary regime, are rethinking that original social compact, that this is about redistribution of wealth and you know, stepping away from the monarchy and the abuses of the 1970s. And when that hasn't played out, many who have never taken to the streets are going to resort to that.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs names a number of countries that have the potential for significant economic growth. It's called the Next 11. And Iran is on that list. You know, we've been describing a shaky situation now, but why would they have great prospects?
I mean, go figure. That's the central paradox. This is an overwhelmingly literate, young and restless population of more than 80 million that was a mainstream market, you know, emerging market just 40 years ago. Even Harvard Business School had a satellite program in Tehran, and all that was hugely interrupted by the revolution. People have not seen gains in their standard of living, and some who are still old enough to remember the revolution are nostalgic for an old economic ability that they had.
And we're going to take up this again. It's great. Robin Farzad, host of Full Disclosure on NPR One. Thank you.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
You too.